Well, I was actually born in Auch in the Black Isle, and I was brought to Moy when I was about a year and a half, I think, when my father came to work for the estate, the Moy, the McIntosh estate.
Yes.
And, well, I grew up there and I'm still here.
And what did your father do?
He worked on the estate, you know, the estate worker, keeping the place tidy, pruning the bushes and doing all kinds of jobs. There's quite a few men on the job.
Which house did you move to in Moy at that time?
The old manse.
It was the old manse then?
Yeah. We're there all the time.
And were you a big family?
Well, yes, six girls. Not a boy among us, though.
That's amazing.
It's a lot, isn't
it? Five sisters.
It didn't seem to be much trouble to my mother, anyway. She always managed to cook and do everything for us. And the school was pretty near us, too.
You remember much about school?
The school?
Do you remember much about it? If you liked it or not?
Oh, I liked it, yes. You always liked playmates, yeah.
Who was the teacher then?
Yeah?
Who was the teacher?
Well, the teacher was a man, McLean.
McLean.
Can't remember his first name. But
just one teacher?
No, there was two. Just two. But there's a curtain that separated the two, right? They didn't have a real...
Not a proper wall.
No. And I used to laugh at them, because great big plus fours on, and there was a wee fire, sort of like that, but it was coal that was in it. And he'd be standing there warming his back with a big things like massive treasures.
He must have felt the cold. He must have felt the cold.
He must have.
He didn't catch fire.
But his wife, we never saw her because she wasn't real.
Oh, I see.
She was in Craigdon.
She wasn't real.
So, but he had housekeepers always. He's a housekeeper. And they always came from Sky or wherever he belonged to, you know, it was a Gaelic accent.
And did they have any family?
They had two boys,
Was this around 1930, something like that? Was 1930s? You were at the school?
I was born in 1927, so it would have been five when I was...
1932.
It would be 32 or something. But the two, he had the two boys, and one of them got drowned in the loch. It was just himself and one and another boy. The water went deep up very quickly, and so when it went out of their depth, instead of coming back, he seemed to go in. So, and the one that survived was in the Inverness Pipe Band. He's still around, I think. James McLean, he was. Murdo was the boy that got drowned. He was with Davy McCoskell at the time. And then everybody got a row if they dared to go near the loch. Right?
Was there anything special happening at school? Like, you know, did you have any special days at school, like a sports day?
Oh,
or anything like that.
Yeah.
Were there such things as school parties then?
School parties?
Sort of like Christmas when?
I think it was the WRI that did that. At Christmas. I'm sure it was.
Your mother was a great WRI.
Oh,
aye.
Was she?
Keen on it, then.
Yes. Yeah. So she was a good baker, was she?
Oh, aye. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Aye, she... That's what she was doing when she got married,
So she was a cook?
Aye. My father followed her to Perth, I think, and grabbed her then.
So she went to work in Perth?
In Scone, aye.
In Scone?
Yeah. Mm. But I don't know much about it because, worse luck, you don't think at the time that you might want to know.
No.
You might want to remember, you know. Mm.